From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. In 2021, more than 2,500 people went from housed to homeless in the Treasure Valley. And in July, federal rental assistance money ran out in Ada County. And a week later, the number of eviction court hearings more than doubled from 20 a week to 50 a week. Attempted solutions to homelessness in Boise have been ongoing, from building new apartments, paying for hotel rooms, even encouraging low-income development opportunities. And in November, voters will decide how Boise will address homelessness when they vote for mayor. And two nonprofit groups that work on housing issues have invited the candidates to a public forum. It's happening this Thursday, so they can answer how they plan to prevent homelessness and create more affordable housing. So joining us now are Michaela McElroy, the development coordinator at Jesse Tree, and Zeb Moores, the development director at Leap Housing. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Zeb, let me start with you. For folks who are not familiar, what is Leap Housing?
Yeah, Leap Housing is a 501c3 nonprofit here in Idaho. Our headquarters are in Boise, but we do work across the state. And really, we're a nonprofit developer. So our main mission is to go out and create new affordable housing units. We've created over 35 thus far since 2016, and we're working towards preserving or creating at least 1,000 units of affordable housing by 2026. All really with the main focus of preventing homelessness. And our view in how we plug in as an organization is we bring, we're here to bring the inventory of affordable housing units. Mm-hmm. So folks like Jesse Tree and other nonprofits here in Idaho actually have places for folks who can live affordably and attainably here in Idaho.
And Michaela, remind us what Jesse Tree does.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesse Tree is also a local nonprofit. We only work in the Ada Canyon counties, but our mission is to combat homelessness through preventing eviction. So we have some different programs to help address eviction rates, like you mentioned. Really, our bread and butter is in our emergency rental assistance program, where people are assigned case managers and really walk them through the whole process of receiving a 3-day eviction notice, helping to support them emotionally through what is a very traumatic experience for a lot of people, and doing everything that we can to prevent evictions being on people's records, because in Idaho, it is permanent and public information and can affect a person's and a family's life.
Mm. So, Zeb, I threw a couple of numbers out there in the beginning of our conversation about the housing crisis, but in your opinion, just how bad is the housing crisis, not just in Boise, but Ada County, the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, I think over the last couple of years, and honestly, before then, we're starting to see that it's not a local issue. It's not a statewide issue. Really, it's a national issue. And you're seeing it globally, too. So really, right now, we're just seeing that there's not enough homes for the people who want to be in Idaho. And Boise in particular. It's a great place to be. It's a wonderful place to come and have a family. But right now, we just don't have enough units. And we're starting from behind, really. Places mm-hmm. like Portland and Seattle, they're kind of at like $1 billion number of what's been thrown out and what's been spent to try to solve the issues. And honestly, it's just too far gone. And here in Boise and in Idaho, we have a chance to be a little bit more proactive. A chance to kind of stem it at the tide before it gets any worse, because Idaho is going to continue to be a great place to live in the United States, and people are going to continue to move here.
So, Michaela, what has Jesse Tree been seeing when it comes to the housing situation in the Treasure Valley?
Yeah, I mean, since 2020, we've had a huge growth in need for our services. It's increased about 400%. We are just seeing, especially as the eviction moratorium has ended, that becoming even more pressing. You mentioned 50 evictions a week is mm-hmm. what we're facing right now. And truly the biggest population increase, the type of population we've seen is in families, in single parent households, and in even extended family circumstances. We have found that, you know, it's a temporary financial setback that people are experiencing that we are able to step in and help with. You know, if you were given the option to choose between caring for your sick child has a huge hospital bill or rent, I think we all would agree we would choose to protect our kids. So we are there to support people, help give them a leg up to then continue supporting themselves through a financial plan and stable housing plan for themselves.
So Zeb, what do you think LEAP is doing well to help combat homelessness here in our area?
Yeah, I think what we've really done well is go after partnerships that maybe aren't your usual partnerships. So in the last couple of years, we've identified the faith community here in Boise and Idaho at large as a major player who could play a major role in the housing affordability crisis here. And it's because a lot of faith communities, they hold a lot of extra land. So we've deemed it the Yes in God's Backyard or YGBI campaign. So we're really trying to go out there and talk with folks who have land, and they can use that land to leverage it towards solutions. But maybe in the past, they didn't think that they had a role in that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like our biggest strength right now is really building the partnerships, being a little bit more innovative in who we're talking to try to invite people who thought that they didn't have a role and actually say, hey, you have a role and here's how you can plug in.
And Michaela, same question for you. What does Jesse Tree do well to really help with this crisis right now?
Yeah, I think similarly to what Zeb said, we support the other nonprofits in the area working on the same issue by filling a very specific need. So if we can prevent people from falling into homelessness in the first place, that helps alleviate you know, lack of resources and staffing of other nonprofits in the area and even government funding. Another thing that we've been able to really grow in recently over the past since 2019 is just really expanding our breadth and the funding that we are getting from a number of different places, as well as expanding our staff, expanding our capacity to be able to meet as much as we can the need that is just ever growing.
So let's turn to this upcoming candidate forum. You were able, Michaela, to get all three candidates to come to this event. Was that a difficult task?
It really was not. I think this is a very pressing issue that voters are very interested in, and I think the candidates know that. So contacting them was easy, and getting them interested, I don't think was an issue, because this is what people care about. This is one of the the main running issues, I think.
So I want to ask both of you this next question, and Zeb, I'll start with you. Why was it important to you to have this forum and to get these candidates to come talk specifically about this housing crisis?
Yeah, I think a big part for me is housing affordability and all the terms and all of that. It's not necessarily, it has a lot of nuance to it. And it's not really distilled. You hear a lot of lingo like AMI, as in area median income. You hear about all these things, but you don't really know what the impact is going to be. And with the candidates, there's a whole lot of nuance. There's a whole lot of levers that can be used in order to incentivize the prevention of homelessness or the creation of affordable housing. So there's just a lot of nuance. And today, I just think that having an hour for the candidates to really just come out and really share their opinions on the nuances and the different ways that the city can play. I think it's important for the city of Boise, and I think it's important for the folks who are going to be making a decision on who the next mayor will be.
Mm-hmm. And Michaela, same question for you. I mean, why is this so important to have these candidates really focus an hour on just housing and our homelessness issue.
Yeah, I think Zeb put it very well. I think one of the main points for me is, and for Jesse Tree, is focusing on the prevention element. Often when we're talking about housing, it is how do we deal with homelessness? And this is very much related to homelessness, but addressing it from the standpoint of prevention, what can we do to keep Idaho at the lower rates compared to other states in the nation, or even ending homelessness at all in Idaho? And so that prevention component, I think, is going to be really powerful for candidates to be able to connect with the public attendees, whoever is interested in attending and asking questions. I think that'll be a good connection point.
Mm-hmm. So Zeb, tell us how the forum will work.
Yeah, so we're still working with the candidates to figure out a final plan in terms of how it's going to go. But the idea is that we're going to have the three candidates up there, a moderator, and probably we'll have about 10 questions or so. Covering the idea of preventing homelessness and the ways that candidates can do so.
And Michaela, are there certain questions or a certain question that you are hoping the candidates get asked?
Yes, I am very interested to see people's priorities in terms of funding prevention. That is really key in the work that we do. Funding is what we do. And I am interested to hear about that from the city's perspective, from potential administration's perspective, of how much of a priority that is.
Well, and Zeb, what about the issue of density? Because I think at least if you look at the two candidates who have been out in the forefront the most, Mike Masterson, Lauren McLean, they really have differing views on density and infill.
Yeah, and it's very fresh. With the zoning code rewrite process that the city has gone through in the last couple of years, it's very fresh in people's minds. So I'm just very excited for this forum, for people to kind of distill what they think the benefits are, the cons are. I mean, everything's not perfect, but there are definitely pros and cons to everybody's opinion. So I'm excited to hear on the density front what that looks like and what the role of the new zoning code may look like.
So will the public be able to ask questions during the forum, Michaela?
Yes. The moderator will still be, moderating the questions. She'll be able to see them privately and choose what she feels is pressing and will help offer distinction between people's answers. But yes, they will be able to ask questions.
Okay. And Zeb, before we wrap up, where and when, I know I said it was on Thursday, but how do people find out more information if they do want to attend this forum?
Yeah, so you can go to our social media pages, Jesse Tree Idaho, I think, Michaela?
Yes, correct.
And Leap Housing. It'll be at the downtown BC library. And Michaela, you want to kind of fill in the details there?
Yeah, sure. So doors will open at 5:45, and it's going to be in the Hayes Auditorium, which is the big auditorium in that library. Mm-hmm. So people are welcome to come. We'd love to have you.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk with us about this. I think it'll be a very interesting forum for sure. We've been speaking with Michaela McElroy, the development coordinator at Jesse Tree, and Zeb Moores, the development director at Leap Housing. We've been discussing this Thursday's Boise Mayoral Forum. It will be on homelessness and affordable housing. As we said, doors open at 5:45. It will begin at 6 p.m. at Boise's downtown library branch. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me. and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.